What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, as you all know, if HMT was a stock that could be traded on the free market, we would be billionaires. We truly would. Why? Because there is no limit to female fuckery and just how it has been allowed to run rampant in the modern times. However, there's always going to be a small group of men who say, you know what? Fuck it. You've pushed me beyond my limit. You've driven me beyond my line. So I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And that, gentlemen, is when the hockey mask gets put on. Like the man in this article that was published on the 18th of April. Man shoots wife, then chases the ambulance that was taking her to the hospital. This guy truly wanted to make sure he put her in the ground. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is accused of shooting and offlining his wife while visiting St. Petersburg on Wednesday night. The St. Petersburg Police Department, SPPD, said officers were dispatched to a shooting at a home at 6466 North 29th Avenue at 10:25 p.m. Police said a husband and wife were visiting from out of state when an argument broke out and he shot her. Gentlemen, this is another reason why you should not travel with your wife or girlfriend if you do not have to. Another state, and they still could not settle their differences like calm, rational people. Once emergency personnel arrived at the house, the husband, later identified as 28-year-old Devin Hansen, had already fled the scene in a black Cadillac CTS, the SPPD said. First responders found the injured wife, 35-year-old Yasmin Grijalva, and rushed her to the hospital. Yes, gentlemen, the age gap does not escape me. An SPPD officer who was in the back of the ambulance that Grijalva was in noticed a black Cadillac was following them on the interstate to Orlando Health Bayfront. Surrounding officers tried to stop the Cadillac, but police said it fled south and officers pursued it. However, the car later crashed into large landscaping rocks along 54th Avenue South near Lakewood High School. Tragically, the SPPD said Grijalva was pronounced deceased at the hospital. Police said Hansen was arrested and faces one count of first-degree termination, fleeing and eluding, and domestic battery. Well, well, well. What more can be said, gentlemen? I told you, this year, more and more men were simply no longer going to restrain themselves. How is it that a couple can go out of state to another state and still not have a peaceful damn time in said state? This couple definitely had some serious issues that went on behind those closed damn marital doors. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down not at their home, but in another state. So I'm going to have to give this a 5. Method of execution, more than likely the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact, I'm going to give this a 30 because of the high-speed pursuit and the fact that he literally chased the ambulance. And for the brutality factor, sounds like a one and done. I'm going to give this a 10. So Devin Devious Hansen gets a score of 50. So what do you think the argument could have possibly have been about? There were no children present. However, gentlemen, as you know, when it comes to females who are in age gap relationships, we all know this. They tend to belittle the man that is younger than them. And, gentlemen, I have to say this. I don't know why guys are still getting married in this day and age, but if a woman is unwilling to take your last name in said marriage, guess what? You need to annul said marriage. That in itself is utterly disrespectful. I don't know when this new age crap began with wives not taking their husbands' last names, but that is some absolute fuckery that needs to be repaired. No, scratch that. It doesn't need to be repaired. Why? Because men are no longer marrying women in large numbers. There's always going to be a few men out there who still decide to roll the dice and decide that they want to get married. You know, hey, not every man is going to walk away from it, but enough have. So, hey, it is what it is, unfortunately. It is what it is. But, like I said, this couple visiting from out of state, and she still could not control herself. I know some people would say, well, you know, the man should take charge and all that stuff. It's easy to say that. However, we live in a society to where if men actually do try to take charge, that can get him locked up. Yeah. Modern relationships are a no-win scenario. Well, let me clarify. Modern Western relationships are a no-win situation for modern Western men. What more can be said, gentlemen? What more can be said? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there, across the age spectrum, you need to understand something. When you finally push a man beyond his limit, when he finally decides he's had enough, there's going to be no one that's going to step in and stop that man once he decides, you know what? I'm taking matters into my own hands. So you women, you truly, truly need to understand this. The power you think that you have in this society is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to be shamed into restraining themselves after you've pushed them beyond their limit, that's going out right along with it. Because once again, I have to say this. Ladies, when a man no longer fears the consequences of taking you out, and I don't mean for dinner, guess what? He's going to take you out. And I don't mean for dinner. Catch my drift? It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.